Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
Very excited to welcome to the show now a gentleman performing at the Irvine Improv this weekend. He's got a Showtime special called Let Me Tell Ya and a very popular podcast. Pete Corielli on the phone. Hello.
What's up, boys? Thanks for having me on.
Oh my God, you've been up. Have you been up all night, Pete?
What, are you from England?
Used to be.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Exactly.
I've never heard an Italian do a British accent before, I don't think.
I used to have the worst joke about the Comedy Cellar all the time in New York City. I played whenever there'd be an English guy in the crowd.
Yeah.
This is back when I was Hack Central. I'd go, oh, yeah, over there in England, you call cigarettes fags. You say that over here. Where do you go to drink a beer and suck a few fags? They send you to a completely different kind of neighborhood. A waka, waka, waka.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, it's
so a
bad.
Classic.
Don't worry, folks. I'm not going to be doing that joke tonight, trust.
Maybe you've improved a little bit since then.
That's why. Listen, when I came to this country, I quit smoking for that very reason.
Oh, really? I quit smoking because they were up to $12 a pack. Got a better chance of getting an 8-ball of cocaine off me. I've had people still trying to bum them off you. It's ridiculous. We're not doing that anymore, lady. What, are you kidding me?
How are you, mate? Are you down here already? Are you in Orange County already, or are you still in New York?
No, I'm in Orange County. I just got to drive over to L.A. today for a little bit. Got to go in. See, there's different levels of stand-up and fame. There's the level where your agents call nonstop with offers and you have to turn things down. And then there's a level I'm at where once in a while you got to walk through the hallways of your office just to let them know you're still living and available. Yeah, come on over to the agency. Say hi to everybody. Right. Let them know you're doing good. Right. It's like I'm literally walking the hallways going, could somebody get me a job, please?
Do they remember to start pitching you for things as soon as you show your face again? Do you have some auditions coming up?
Yeah, I you know, this is the worst one I ever had. Tell me this is not, this is quintessential L.A. And this is like 6 years ago. I was meeting a guy, and they made me wait for him to come out and to go in his office a little longer than you normally would. And then when I finally go in there, it was a writer, and he's like, yeah, no. I've been thinking of projects for you nonstop. And he goes, I mean, I even have you on the wall. And I turn and my headshot is on his bulletin board. And I go, oh, that's why I had to wait in the lobby, because you were trying to find my headshot in your file cabinet to put on the wall. to have me really think you've been looking, thinking about me so much, I'm on your wall.
Yeah. Yes. That's absolutely what they do. It's like when you, you know, it's like you get the wedding gift of some horrible thing and you've got to have it out when your father-in-law comes around.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I do that a lot with gifts from my parents. I moved upstate New York, and they constantly get us, like, pictures and stuff that say New York, or, like, they got me a wood thing, a piece of wood, but it has the New York skyline. And I'm like, I always say to my wife, I go, what does my mother think? Like, I'm yearning for New York City, so whenever they come visit, I got to put all this crap up, and then when she leaves, I take it down.
Yeah, we've got all that.
They got, my parents got my daughter to dumpy desk I didn't want for my IKEA, a piece of garbage desk for Christmas. And then they came up already 2 weeks later, and I already returned the desk and got something different. So my buddy has the same dumpy desk in his playroom for his kid. I had to drive to my buddy's, get the desk, put it up in my house. So they go, oh, the desk looks so nice. As soon as they left, I had to bring the desk back to my buddy's. It's ridiculous.
Did you have to take it apart and put it back together both times?
No, I just used his. It was all ready together, and I could fit it in the back. So,
Pete Corielli.
Living. It's beautiful out here.
We're excited to have you this weekend. Pete Corielli at the Irvine Improv. You can go to irvine.improv.com for tickets tonight and through the weekend. A lot of shows, several different times each night. And I imagine you've played the Improv before, right?
I haven't played this one before. I hear it's like huge, 500-seater.
Yeah, they just remodeled it. It's in really nice shape. I don't know how many Italians will be there. It's probably mostly Asian and Persian in Irvine.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
going to
be a Persian crowd, yeah, for sure.
That's all right. Listen, I do material that everybody can relate to. Got a new Showtime special out. They don't put any Tom, Dick, and Harry on Showtime. You don't have to be Italian to dig my stuff. This isn't Guido hour.
Yeah, but you know what? It's a funny thing, you know, because you were talking about your parents just before. Now, I'm a Jew, so I've got parents like yours. Italian parents, Jewish parents, just the same. And I tell you what, Persian parents, exactly the same. You know who's different? White people.
Yeah, right? Exactly, man.
Everybody's the same, except for white people. They're the different ones.
I beg to differ.
You know, you're making me think, because my sister lives in this lily white town in Westfield, New Jersey. And, you know, everybody there has nice jobs and two kids, and everybody's so smart, and they all dress so nice. I mean, the kids, my 10-year-old nephew eats sushi. Who eats sushi at 10? That's not Asian. But again, it's like you're saying, I that's exactly what they are. I look at my sister, and I'm like, you're all just white. You're just white.
Yeah.
By the way, as far as the Asians go, you want to hear something funny, man?
Yeah, go on, tell us.
I think it's funny. I had a
quietly,
flight.
Quietly, though, so no one can hear.
This is the most embarrassing moment I had traveling that I can think of. My flight attendant brought me the wrong beverage. I'm on a flight with my wife once. And, when they bring you something, they're not coming back again for like 500 flying miles. You know what I'm saying? So I politely tell the other flight attendant I have the wrong beverage, and she goes, she's real huffy puffy, and she's like, I'm really busy, sir. Who's your flight attendant? So my flight attendant was a Chinese guy, so I wouldn't be my worst first way to describe someone, but the lady put me on the spot, and I'm like, the Chinese gentleman. So, you know, she talks to him, he comes over, and you know, I don't know if she told him what I said or whatever, but he gets my order, and I'm like, thank you. And then right before he leaves, he looks back at me, and very loudly, he goes, by the way, sir, I'm Japanese. You know? So, of course, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, I'm so sorry. Oh, really? I apologize. You know, but as soon as he walked away, like, I whispered to my wife, I'm like, alligators, crocodiles. I'm in the general vicinity here. Yeah. Work with me a little bit.
I know. Elks, moose, it's all the same.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Pete, let's talk about your podcast real quick. You do a show with Sebastian once a week, the Pete and Sebastian show, that is getting pretty popular. I know you have a lot of followers and a lot of listens. Did you imagine it would grow like that, like it has?
No, I don't know, man. I don't know that I thought it would grow like that. But what I did know was everyone who has casts that are pretty successful said consistency is the same thing. So if it was going to grow, it would have to be, you have to put it out every week at the same time, and they have to know that they have to rely on it, man. If even with you guys, the people that tune into you guys every morning, like a cup of coffee, they need to hear you guys. It's part of their daily routine. But if you, like, decide to take a month-long hiatus, that's it. They'll find another lover. You guys know that.
Yeah. That's a sensitive subject. Jason's going to Japan for 3 weeks next month, so...
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know, everywhere I go, I see little Asian people, and I think, I wonder if they're from Japan. And I want to ask them questions about Japan, but I know I'm going to pick on the only Korean in the neighborhood.
Oh, man. I'd love to go to Japan.
I know.
But
I'm excited.
I am grateful the cast has grown, though. I mean, we don't have any guests on at all, so I was hoping that wouldn't be a problem either.
Well, it's cool because really it's just two guys chatting. I mean, it's your personal lives. It's a lot of stories that have happened. I mean, there's some bits too, but mostly it's just your own personal experiences. And Jason and I kind of try to balance that too, is how personal can you get on a show in order to get people to like you? I mean, you want to break that third wall and have conversations that are relatable, you know, and I think you guys do great at that.
Thanks. Yeah, there is a fine line. I mean, the good and bad with casting, though, is like the bad is that, you know, it's not live and you don't have that, like we're having right now, magic moment right in the moment. And with live, as you guys know, you say something about somebody, unless they heard it right there, then it's just hearsay, right? Someone could be like, oh, they were talking. Should have heard what Jason said about you. Blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But if they didn't hear it, they didn't hear it. With podcasts, oh, you say something about someone else goes, go to episode 11 at 2:47.
Right.
He burps, and then he says stuff about your mother. It's unbelievable. So you're so accountable for everything you say.
Yeah.
So there are times, you know, I won't lie, there are times we'll cast, and then something's really offensive, and then afterwards the other one's like, yeah, maybe I should just take that out, you know? And And it's like, you know, some comics feel like every word they say is so amazing. Like, you ever hear these podcasts where the comics go, we don't even try to be funny. I'm like, well, then why would I listen to you? That would be like going to see a singer. And she's like, I'm just going to talk for an hour. Well, I didn't come here to hear you talk, lady. Okay. So we try to be funny. I mean, not that we always are, but that we're always trying to be funny. So,
well, anyway. Again, Pete Corielli at the Irvine Improv this weekend, irvine.improv.com tonight and through the weekend. Really excited to have you in town doing a show. You can check out the Pete and Sebastian show on iTunes, and you can check out the Showtime special, Let Me Tell Ya, that came out in November. Anything else you want to add, Pete?
Are you guys coming? You going to come down? This is the kind of comic where you actually come down. You don't just tell the comedian, yeah, no, maybe we'll come.
I'm driving a bus from North Carolina this weekend. It's a long story.
You're driving it or you're taking a bus?
I'm driving a 30-foot school bus myself with my father from North Carolina back to California.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, it's not for charity. You would think you'd do it for charity. No.
Yeah. It's an actual yellow school bus?
Yeah. It's a 1991 Bluebird school bus that I'm starting a new business in that I can't tell you about, but it's not drugs. And I'll be driving it here so I can do that business.
Well, all I have to say is whatever business you're doing that requires a bus is going to fail. I just want you to know that. So don't quit the radio game. I don't know what you're going to be, Danny Partridge. What are you planning on doing? Driving around with your family singing crappy songs? I don't know. Holy! And lastly, what is the bus take diesel?
I believe so. Yeah. Probably. I don't know. I've never seen it before. I bought it in North Carolina.
You're going to go broke in gas just trying to get home.
Do you know what? I'm so holding back, Pete. I'm so holding back because I've had 5 or 6 really good pedophile jokes to say all morning and I'm not allowed to say them on the radio. It's so difficult for me.
I believe it, man. Oh, well, good luck with the bus ride.
Thank you. I'll keep you updated. I'll tell you what it is. I think you'll like it, and then you'll think it's going to be successful. I'm sure of it. You'll change your mind.
All right. I'm looking forward. You got to tell me. I'm curious now.
Yeah, so Jason will be there, though. Jason's going to the show for sure.
Yes, of course. I'll come up and say hello.
And our buddy Dave, our video producer, is going to be there as well. So you might meet a couple peeps.
Yeah, Jace, come on. We'll go have a brewski in the back after the show, man.
Sounds great. All right. How you doing? How am I doing? All right?
Yeah, you're doing fine. Just stick to your little British thing, right?
Pete Corielli, Irvine Improv this weekend. We're so privileged you got to call in this morning, man. We appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me on, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too, man. Thank you.